This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Wednesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, we look at COVID-19 and how it's affecting the nonprofits that help people in need. More than 40 million people have filed for unemployment during the pandemic, and that means several nonprofits are likely facing their biggest challenges yet. Leah King is president and CEO of the United Way of Tarrant County. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me today.
Your nonprofit has always helped people in need. How much have things changed during the pandemic? How much harder is it for you to meet the needs out there?
I can't say that I've ever witnessed anything like this. The magnitude of the struggles and the suffering is far beyond anybody's wildest imagination. And we're seeing tens of thousands of people that are struggling to eat. We're seeing the same numbers of people that are really at risk of losing their housing and becoming homeless. And so those very, very basic vital needs that people have to sustain themselves and their family are being stretched and tested in a way that we've not seen before. And the problem with that is we already were not doing very well, quite frankly, within our area. There were lots of people that were already on the edge and that were struggling. And so when you add on the inability to work, it just compounds that and it makes those challenges far greater than anybody could ever anticipate.
United Way of Tarrant County has teamed up with quite a few organizations and nonprofits in North Texas to help seniors during the COVID-19 crisis. How did this come about?
So we have a very close relationship with organizations like Meals on Wheels, 60 and Better, and many others, guardianship services that work directly with older adults. And when we saw this shutdown happening, it meant that some of the services that our older adults are usually able to take advantage of weren't going to be available. And so we were able to expand what the Meals on Wheels operation was doing. And I got to tell you, they serve more than 5,000 people a day on a regular day. So when they were hit with this crisis, their requests went up, you know, almost 20% each week. And so we knew we had to bring additional resources to that organization. Well, it just so happened, Catholic Charities had some excess capacity on their transportation services because, you know, think about it. If people aren't able to go to work or fewer people are going to the doctor, they've got people that are not driving those buses and vans that they have. So we said, well, how about we get those buses and vans over to the Meals on Wheels facility, load them up with food, and that excess capacity that you have is then put to work, and we can start to help the additional individuals that need support that ordinarily weren't tapping into the resources they didn't need to.
Now, Facebook recently contributed to the United Way of Tarrant County. How did that come about, and how are you using the money?
It's just been tremendous. They supported us with a $150,000 grant to help us to get food on the tables of students and their families to make sure that nobody goes hungry, especially during the 8-week summer period.
And during COVID-19, almost every issue is critical. But out of all of the issues that you've been addressing, you know, what's the one issue that you think needs the most attention right now?
The one issue that needs the most attention, in my opinion, is the recognition that we already had too much food insecurity before COVID, and now it's greater. And we have to be sure that as we are looking at the way our systems worked in the past, that if we need to smash that system and start anew, we should be willing to do that. If we need to tweak it, then tweak it. But I got to tell you, there were already too many people that were struggling to find adequate nutrition, and that has to be fixed going forward.
Leah King is the president and CEO of the United Way of Tarrant County. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Justin. You have a good day.